Quiet Mind, Day 71, The Parasite Within. Your pain body wants to eat. Don't feed it. Imagine there's a hungry little bug inside you, made entirely of old emotional pain. It sleeps most of the time, but when it wakes up, it's starving. This is your pain body, a semi-autonomous energy form that lives off emotional misery like it's a buffet. It's part parasite, part emotional addict, and it has one job. Stay alive by feeding on your suffering. Its favorite dishes, negative thoughts, conflict, anxiety, grudges, drama, and especially other people's pain. Here's where it gets twisted. When the pain body takes over, it hijacks your mind. You don't just think negative thoughts, you become them. Suddenly you're the voice in your head, snapping at your partner, spiraling into self-pity, rehashing that fight from 3 years ago, like it's happening now. And here's the kicker. Deep down, a part of you doesn't want to stop, because that's not you anymore. It's the pain body pretending to be you, and it's having a feast. Sometimes this feeding frenzy is internal. Anxiety loops, rage that simmers over nothing, a mood that just comes out of nowhere. Other times, it goes hunting in the wild, your family, your spouse, anyone nearby. The pain body knows your people. It knows exactly which buttons to press to make them snap, cry, or yell. It wants a scene, because emotional chaos is a 5-star meal. If they react, boom, feeding time. And if their pain body joins the party, even better, now it's a double-header drama feast. When it's done eating, the pain body slinks back into dormancy. You're left tired, drained, maybe sick. You might even feel ashamed, but you won't fully understand why you acted that way. That's because you weren't fully you. You were possessed by a very old emotional program that runs off suffering and knows how to pull your strings. And this pain isn't just personal, it's ancient. It's tribal wars, ancestral grief, unresolved trauma passed through DNA and family dysfunction. Babies are born with it. Some come in already heavy. Others grow theirs by absorbing emotional energy from their parents. Pain body is contagious. It's emotional secondhand smoke, and families are its favorite hangouts. So what do? First, you stop feeding it. That doesn't mean pretending it's not there. It means recognizing when the pain body is waking up. When you feel the old ache, the rising anger, the moody cloud, and you choose not to identify with it, don't act. Don't argue. Don't fuel it with thoughts. Just watch. In that moment of awareness, you break the loop. You return from the possessed to the present. Because pain might be loud, but it's not you. You're the one who hears it. And every time you choose presence over the pain body's hunger, you starve it. Eventually, it gets weaker and you finally get free.